This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Jordan Bell. A local salvage yard will work to keep toxins from flowing into the Salinas River under the terms of a settlement reached with two conservation groups. Paso Robles-based A1 Metals and Auto Salvage has agreed to tackle several cleanup efforts as part of a case settlement brought forth by the Environmental Defense Center and the California Sport Fishing Protection Alliance. The groups say the facility was violating the Clean Water Act by releasing dangerous levels of contaminants, including lead, copper, and iron, that leaked to the Salinas River. Maggie Hall is a staff attorney for the Environmental Defense Center. She says the greatest outcome of the case is the basin the salvage yard will design to collect all its stormwater.
Whereas before, some of the rain that would come into contact with their site and hit pollution, that would go out into waterways.
The settlement requires the company to pay $25,000 to the Rose Foundation for Communities. That money will contribute to a water restoration project for the Salinas River. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.